Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you for the ride here on this Monday, July the 11th, 2022. 17 minutes past the hour, 66 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And the Marion County Fair has ended as of Saturday night. And I think for the most part, the people at the fair would have to say it was a successful fair for 2022. The weather certainly was not very cooperative. The last 2 days were not bad, but the first 4 days between the rain and the humidity and the heat, it was a difficult fair, but everybody seemed to have a good time, and that's the important thing. Now, I do have to tell you, it feels good to be back in a studio, because even though the fair's fun, and even though it's fun to go out on remotes, which I like to do from time to time, the fair is probably the biggest production we do as far as that goes. Because it's 5 days, you have to set up your spot. Usually when you do a remote, you only go for 1 day or 2 days, not very long, and you just kind of leave your stuff set up. At the fair, it's a week long, so it's a big undertaking. And the fair's busy, so you have to find parking, and it's just a big event. So it's nice to be back in the studio. It was fun to do it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed our broadcast from the fair, but it's nice. It was nice yesterday, after we had packed everything up on Saturday night, to be able to just kind of take a breath and relax yesterday and know that we were just going to go in the studio this week. Plus, it's hard at the fair doing a radio show not to be able to take phone calls. You have to have guests lined up, and it's a more high-pressure environment. So it's kind of nice to be back in a regular studio this week, but the fair was a lot of fun. On Saturday, I went to the livestock sale and enjoyed that. You know, I had never been to the livestock sale, and I was there for a good portion of it on Saturday, from about 8:30 in the morning till about 3:30 in the afternoon. And what I did not know, first of all, when I was there, everybody's animal sold. So I have to give a big tip of the hat to the people of Marion County who go out there and purchase these animals, because there are a lot of animals for sale. So I did not see anybody's animal not get purchased. And I also learned that there are a lot more pigs, swine, at the Marion County Fair, the animal, than anything else. The auctioning of the swine probably was 3 hours of the 5 hours that I watched. That was interesting. I mean, I also saw the rabbits. I saw the lambs. And I think they started with the grand champions. But the swine, the pigs that they sold, that was the long-term sale. That was the long-term portion of the sale program. So That was kind of interesting to learn that more people deal in pigs in Marion County than anything else. But it was nice to see all the businesses that were there, and if I started to name off businesses, I'd be here till next Monday. It was really, really nice to see the Marion community come out. Sometimes it was just regular citizens, but a lot of times it was businesses. Good people, good event, and you know, thank goodness the fair came off very well. Now, I want to tip my Cubs cap this morning to the Marion Star. I hope a lot of you saw the Star yesterday or got the Star or have read the Star. There was a big front page story on the Marion Star .com as well as in the newspaper about the... Now, let me see if I can pull it up here, and I'll read it just as it was, the headline, right on the front page. Charlie Evers' family legacy lives on at the fair. And the picture on the front page was Natalie, Angie's daughter, Scarlett and Nicholas, who are Amy and Amy's daughter and son. And then there was a picture of Angie and Natalie on the front page. And the Marion Star did a very, very nice job with that article. And I got to thank Andrew, who wrote that article, Andrew Carter over at the Marion Star, and did a lot of work on that article. And Natalie and Angie spoke well. They were quoted in the article. So my Cubs cap is tipped to the Marion Star and everybody who was involved in that article. I'm sure that made everybody in the family proud. And I'm sure Charlie was looking down on that but with happy, happy thoughts and eyes and just everything. You know, it was Natalie's first year at the fair doing this, and Angie had never really done this before as a parent. So they really started from the ground up back in March, and they did it and got through it and did a good job of it. And to see that article on the front page of the paper, I was really proud and happy and just so happy to see that. And the neat thing, as I said yesterday when I posted an article on Facebook, I said, you know, what is also nice is that the lambs from March until July were kept in the barn on Jeannie's property, which was the barn on Charlie's property that he used to go out and work in. So it was really a nice family affair. And with Evers Arena over at the fair, it's a nice thing to see that article. So definitely my Cubs cap is tipped to the Marion Star and everybody involved in that. And I loved seeing that on the front page, and I loved seeing their picture. And it's nice to see a good article. So that's something I definitely wanted to talk about. Now, it is interesting because I did go over and actually buy a hard copy of the paper yesterday, which I don't normally do, and what is on the front page right beside that article about the fair and Charlie and Angie and Natalie, of course, is the article we were talking about last week that never appeared in the paper. Well, apparently there was a little bit of a delay. It was in yesterday's paper, Emails Reveal Response After Speech, which was the story of the River Valley graduation speech, which I guess is still going on. And I honestly, even though I had the paper, I was so busy yesterday unpacking things from the fair, I have not read that article. Maybe I'll get a newspaper. All my newspapers are in the other room. But did anybody read that article yesterday? Does anybody have anything to say in regard to the article with Natalie and Angie, or the article revolving around the River Valley speech? If you want to give me the gist of the speech, because I haven't read it yet, and I'm still not sure what these emails reveal. I'm going to have to read the thing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'll tell you, it was in yesterday's paper.
Well, no, I have yesterday's paper. I have not read it yet. What does it say? What's the emails?
Well, it's just got that I'm getting that the commissioners and everybody, I don't know, it's just like they're not, I don't know. I don't think I'd have to read it all again because it's the whole second page that they want him to, I don't know. They just like, I don't know if it's like freedom of speech or what, but then I'll tell you this one part here. The Vala Victorian, when she heard what he said, so when she gave her speech, she encouraged the audience to show love to men who marry men and women who marry women. So she did almost the same thing that he did. You know, when he said they should marry, you know.
Right, so she just took the opposite approach.
Well, she did the same thing, but I didn't hear anything about what she said.
Well,
you know, the Bible, I think the Bible does say, you know, because if you had a preacher, he would have said mostly what McGuire said.
Right, so,
but
who were the emails from?
Well, I guess it's just anybody in the, who's ever heard of it. I'd have to go back and read it, but it says, let's see here. One email was sent by several different community members to River Valley urging the district to not apologize for the words expressed by the guest speaker. And it's just, I don't know, he's talked to the commissioners. I'd have to read it again, Scott. There's too much to it.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting. It still goes on.
It says the superintendent, the district decided, it's not his picture, decided not to apologize because of the way it values the right to free speech. So I think it's the emails and that stuff is, because apparently McGuire had talked to the commissioners and stuff about it.
Well, I do know, and the commissioners all said he could stay on the board. I remember that article.
Yeah, because the board, as I told you in that one thing, they really gave him great praise, and the minute he said that, they didn't want him anymore. You know, when they hired him to be, well, I don't know if that's hard.
Well,
they wanted him to be on the board. He couldn't have been a better person to, you know, and if they're going to do that stuff, they need to. I always thought they looked at the speeches, but I know on my fire stick, one of the, I don't know what state it was, when he got up there and gave his speech, he was totally, I forget what his speech was about, but it wasn't anything. I would say he had to turn something in, but it wasn't what he turned in. So they need to, if they're going to see what they say, they need to look at the speech before, you know, before it's given. Just, I guess, not let people get up there and just, you know, say something without, you know, without looking at the speech.
Well, I said this a few weeks ago, and I'm not sure I get this, because if you went around to board members, even all the board members of the MRDD, and you went around to all city council members, and you went around to all the county commissioners, and you went around to all the boards in Marion, and you said, do you believe marriage should be between a man and a woman? I'm guessing a lot of people would say yes. So does that mean if you think marriage is between a man and a woman that you can't serve on a board? Because I'm still confused. Is it what he said, or that he said it at a graduation speech? Because if it's because he said it at a graduation speech, that seems very minor to me. Because he didn't use any bad words. He did not slur anybody. He did not slander anybody. So, I mean, is it what he said, or is it where he said it? Because if it's what he said, I'm guessing a lot of people would be thrown off boards because they probably have the same opinion this man has.
I think most Christians would have that. Because, you know, growing up, that's what you're taught. But in the last so many years, you know, things have changed so much. When you're taught that way, it's hard to, I think, maybe think another way. You know, a lot of people aren't going to say anything. Like I said, that funeral I went to, it's been several years ago. And when the preacher made comments, I forget what the comments, I almost felt like walking out. Because you don't judge somebody.
Well, on the nice,
when you get up there, somebody else is going to do that judging. I don't care if you're saved. You might have done something or doing something at the time, and you're not going to go. That's how I feel.
Well,
and stuff. But that stuff should be, you know, it's your own personal view. And if you feel a certain way, a Christian probably would feel a certain way. That's not right to try to change somebody's view. That's just what all this woke stuff. And they've got Biden now, I think in 2006, where he's saying abortion should be very rare. it should not be hardly. And now he's saying the opposite. To get in office, people will say just anything. Well, and if you see, they play his speech, and he's up there saying abortion, to him, he thinks should be very rare, only in extreme cases.
Now this
see,
channel...
Right there, now he's doing the opposite, see?
Now, this channel you watch, they don't like Biden, do they? It seems like they're very negative.
I get one from Australia, and they do all, they call it little gaffe. And you would not, and he sits there, what I've seen the last couple of days, he does that teleprompter, and it says on him, it says, repeat this line or something, and he reads that. He didn't repeat the line before that he should have said. He says, repeat this line, and then it tells him to do something else. He's not supposed to read that, and he read it on the teleprompter. And then he says something about, he meant to say pregnancies, and for, I guess, his abortions, and he said presidencies.
Now do they...
I don't think he could get... He could give a speech at all. I mean,
now do they ever do?
I'm afraid he's gonna get us in a war.
Well, I don't think that giving a good speech would make you president. If it did, George W. Bush, George H. W. Bush, and Gerald Ford would have never been president.
He's saying things like he don't know what he's saying. And then I watched when he went to that summit thing. What was it? They went a couple weeks ago, and the guy that's Germany. I don't know if it'd be their chancellor or what. He had Biden was sitting there playing with his notebook thing, and he had to get him, told him to like turn around, and then they were at a long table to eat, and Biden was just like he didn't know what to do, and this guy's helping him.
Now let me ask you a question. Does this channel ever say anything negative about a Republican?
Oh yes, they'll say about anybody, but
well give me something they've give me
I want to get the true news.
Yeah, give
I
me
Fox News. I would not watch CNN. None of them will talk about Biden and his son. His son got flagged 150 times or more
now,
in his transactions.
Now,
and guess what? That 5
give me
million
a second
barrels
here.
Of oil, huh?
Now, because we've heard the negative about Biden this morning, so what do they say negative about the Republicans? You said they say negative things about them all the time as well. So what are they saying negative about
the Republicans? What they say about Republicans, mostly if you're a Republican... that Walter, she says, don't serve him. Well, wasn't that what we did with the...
No, I'm saying, what does the news channel say about him? Because you're saying the news channel is reporting this negativity about Biden and the Democrats. What is this news channel saying negative about Republicans?
Well, there's not too much going on in the Republicans.
Nothing at all going on there.
I get a little bit from other places, too. But if I wanted to watch the news, there's no way I'd watch CNN. They won't touch anything. And like the papers and stuff, if they had reported this stuff, I watch them, even the colored people. Would you vote for Biden? No.
Do they ever report on the January 6th hearings on this channel?
Tell you the truth, I don't listen to it. If you let them burn down or out there at Portland, Oregon and stuff, and burn the police station and harm the police. There's no way I'm going to do that. You put all those people in jail, and then yes, go after them.
Well, I guess
they didn't touch any of them.
Well, I guess I'm confused.
So you never see the American Indian, you never see an Asian when they get mad or anybody go in and burn a city down.
This right, but nothing. I guess the
5 years. 5 years, you're not going to know the U.S. We're going to be like all those other countries.
Right.
You're just not going to know it.
I guess what I'm saying is I don't mind people saying negative stuff about Biden, but when you watch something and they're not saying anything negative about the other side, that's bias. That's the whole...
Well, what did all the people do the 4 years Trump was in? He couldn't miss the news once. That CNN, and they had a field day with him with that 3 years of getting him, what was it, trying to get him whatever, and it went nowhere. They didn't have a whistleblower or nothing making up stuff. Who Biden's getting up, just like Trump did, but do you see anybody standing up for Trump? No, Biden, they don't want to touch him.
Well, I think Fox News during the entire Trump administration stood up for Trump. I mean, I don't remember that much negative coverage on Fox about that. A matter of fact, I remember him on Hannity quite a bit.
All I know is Fox tries to tell the truth. When you get CNN, they just sit there and they... CBS or one, repeat the same thing. They say if it's one thing, they all seem to repeat it. Watch them and just stop it. CNN, why would you watch that? That's a disaster. They and stuff. So
now, I guess my question,
just like that McGuire.
Yeah, but I guess my question is, if you're sitting at home and CNN is reporting something, and Fox News is reporting something, how do you know what the truth is as a citizen? You only know what they're telling you. So how do you know
Nobody knows any truth. Nobody knows any truth that all the presidents have done.
Right, so do you just pick what you like hearing?
No, you try to pick the one that you think that tells the truth. When they won't touch Biden and his son at all, say one word, and the other one tells all this, and guess what? When Biden got in, there's a thing when the Treasury, they want to know something, they're supposed to hand it over to this committee. They have all these years. Biden put a thing where they can't get any of the information on Hunter and him. So you talk about dirty tricks, they can't get anything. He should have been around for Watergate. They wouldn't have got anywhere. When you put stuff in, he specifically put something. And this committee, I don't know who it's made up of. I don't know if it's all mostly Republicans, but they want this information, and they can't get anywhere. And they said all the years, as soon as we asked for it, we could get it. And they said we can't get anything from them.
Well, I guess that's the way it goes. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, okay, goodbye.
Well, now here's the problem. I didn't mean to get off into that conversation because, really, I just wanted to talk about the River Valley story. But here's the problem. Most political parties, and I don't know when we became so political in this country. I really, that bothers me, that we spend so much time talking about politics. But that being said, I'm going to talk about it here for a second. Listen, the Democrats have their problems. The Republicans have their problems. And the problem is, with the news, is that people believe what they hear. And what they hear sometimes is right, but sometimes is wrong. And if you watch something long enough, you can clearly see that there is a slant going one way. And as the caller said, clearly the slant on Fox is against Joe Biden and other Democrats. Clearly, the slant, if you would watch MSNBC, is against Trump and the Republicans. So, you know, it's a tough situation. I just think it all plays into our own personal bias. If we like Biden, we're not going to watch the negative Biden station. If we like Trump, we're not going to watch the negative Trump station. Because we want to hear good stuff about our guy. And I think that's the problem. But the phone lines are open, 40 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say about the River Valley story that finally made it in the paper yesterday? Or do you have anything good to say about the story about the fair with Angie and Natalie and Charlie? Very, very, very nice story. 740-751-4038. Or anything else on your mind, 40 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Give us a call here. We would love to talk to you. I do want to remind everybody that Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp will be on this morning at 10:15 a.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on today at 4:15 p.m. So give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Do also want to remind everybody that the Big Ice Cream Social is coming up at the Marion Salem Church on the corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road, 1640 Salem Road, Route 95 East in Clarendon. Inside and outside seating will be available. That will be this Wednesday, July the 13th, from 5 until 7 p.m., the Big Ice Cream Social. And do want to remind everybody that the Caledonia Farmers Market continues to go on the Caledonia Public Square, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., June through September. Locally grown produce and fruit, baked goods, honey, meat, crafters. They are a food card vendor, food vouchers for individuals 60 years of age and plus. Weekly raffle for vendor products, 50-50 raffle. There's a cornhole tournament coming up, $20 a player, over in Caledonia at the Steve Young Memorial FOP Lodge. If you want some information regarding this, call 740-251-7437. We've also got the Harvest Happenings Festival and Craft Show coming up October 8th and 9th, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., $2 admission. This will have pie auction, gift baskets, 50-50 raffle, chili cook-off, car show. It will be at the Morrow County Fairgrounds, 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead, Ohio. So that's the rundown of our news and notes on this day. 42 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you this morning. Your thoughts on anything going on in the world. Nice articles, though, in the newspaper yesterday to see the article on the fair, and then to finally see the article on the River Valley speech. Get in there. I'm not sure how that works anymore. That appeared online. Was it, what, last Wednesday or Thursday? It got in on Sunday. I guess there's only so much room in the paper for things, I would guess, is probably what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I thought you was going to be back in the studio over on Prospect Street after the fair.
Well, I thought about it, and I think that will eventually happen, but still finishing up things here on home.
See, I thought you was eager to get back there and straighten it up.
Well, I did straighten it up last week. When I went in and got the stuff for the fair, I picked, the lights were on the floor, the things were a mess over there, so I fixed the soundboard and did that sort of thing. I'll probably be back over there the beginning of, I would say the beginning of August at this point.
Yeah. Maybe you ought to go in there and solder that soundboard so they can't adjust it.
Well, I don't know who's doing it is the interesting thing. And even if somebody is doing it, I don't know why they just don't put it back the way it was when they leave.
Yeah. Well, if you soldered it where you wanted it, then they couldn't adjust it, so you wouldn't have to worry about it.
It's a weird thing because, you know, we've been doing this over 8 years now. And until the last 6 months, this was never a problem.
I know.
So I don't really understand what is going on.
I know.
It's very, very odd. So did you hear about the story with the River Valley Man?
Yeah, I heard you talking about it. And I also heard the previous caller say something about reading the speech before they let him read it. Well, that's censorship. That goes against freedom of speech. They might as well write the speech for him and say, here, read this.
Well, see, I'm not even sure, because nobody's ever really gotten a chance to talk to this man. I don't think he's talking to anybody. Was that written in his speech, or did he just say that? Because, there are things that are said in speeches that people don't write. They just, it's the spur of the moment.
Yeah, some people are better at it than others.
I mean, I don't write a speech. When I've given speeches, I don't write down a speech. I could not read a speech to save my life. That would drive me nuts. Things just have to come to my mind while I'm up there. So
you don't have little note cards or anything to remind you of what you're trying to get at?
The only thing I've ever taken to a speech was if there's a name or a date that I don't want to get wrong and I know I want to mention, sometimes I'll write that down on a piece of paper. But really, other than that, no.
Wow. you're one of the better ones then.
Well, I'll tell you why. This all happened because years ago, it's probably been 15 years ago, I was asked to give a speech at OSU. And I forget the reason, but there were a lot of things in there that they wanted in there. So I wrote it word for word. And I got up to give it, and you can't make eye contact when you're constantly looking down at your speech. And I didn't like it. I felt uncomfortable doing it. I didn't think it came off very good. You know, there are things that I'll be talking to an audience, and I like to move around when I'm giving a speech. I don't just like to stand behind the podium. If I'm able to move around, I like to move around and take questions from the audience as well. So if I wrote something down, I think it would be difficult to do that.
Yeah, because unless you're carrying it around with you, then you have to stand behind the podium.
Well, and usually I know what they want. See, this is the thing about the River Valley speech that I guess I still don't understand. When I give a speech, I know what they want me to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, so if they want me to talk about, let's say, this radio station, which that's happened a long time, or a bunch of times, if they want me to talk about this, I know about this radio station. I know when it started, and I know what shows we have on, and I know what guests we have on. I don't have to write that down. So I know what I'm going to say, but I also know that I'm not going to talk about, the president, because they don't want to hear about the president. They want to hear about the station. So that's what I guess I don't understand with this gentleman is, did they put – what was he supposed to be speaking about? I mean, what is a commencement speech supposed to be about? Because clearly now from our last caller, we've learned that the valedictorian talked about marriage as well. So what is a valedictorian speech supposed to be? I mean,
I had no idea. I didn't even go to my graduation, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, I went to my graduation, but to be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you what the theme of the speech was or what the point of it was. The speeches are not at a graduation. The speeches are kind of just something you're trying to get through so you can get out of there and get to your party.
Yeah, of course, I was working, so I didn't have time to go to my graduation, but...
Well, I guess I just don't understand the furor of what this man said. And again, I don't think that it should have been in a graduation speech. But I don't know that he said anything negative. And I would guess that his opinion is held by a lot of people in Marion.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine it would be by most of them.
Well,
I would think.
I don't know. Well, clearly, I think that, the county commissioners obviously did not find fault with what he had to say.
Yeah. Maybe we ought to go somewhere and take a poll.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of funny that this is where we are in life. I
think it's sad myself.
Well, I mean, what are people doing? I guess, is this really that big of a story that it needs 15 articles in a month and a half?
Yeah, sometimes the littlest thing will just, people will just keep dragging it out and dragging it out. I don't understand it.
It's odd to me, and I feel it's unfortunate that's where we got. But on the opposite side of the front page yesterday, they had a very good story. So I like seeing that.
Yeah, really nice that they mentioned Charlie and Erzarina. And I'm glad Natalie did really good with her lamb.
Yeah, I was very happy to see that story. And reading the article, because Natalie and Angie were the only two interviewed for it, they gave such good answers and were very concise in what they were doing, which showed they knew about the lambs, and they knew about what they were doing and what they were talking about. That's what I liked about it. I thought it was, very professionally done, and I thought they did a professional job, which I'm sure made Jeannie and Charlie, wherever he is now, very proud. Because, you know, sometimes articles are not the most professionally done, and this one was.
Yeah. What you read, I mean, what you talked about, it sounded really nice. I don't get the paper. I don't want to pay the price for it. There's not that much in it that I'm interested in.
Yeah, it was real. It just, to me, I like that, it was Natalie's first year, and I think that is a legacy of somebody who spent a lot of time at the fair and raised a lot of money for the arena when it burnt down. I think that's very nice. I mean, it's a long-term tradition that helps keep people alive.
Yep. What? She'd be third generation over there?
Yeah, third, because how do they do that? Angie would be first generation.
Charlie's daughter.
Right. So that's first generation, right? That's second.
Well, Charlie's the first generation.
Okay.
Because he started it. So Angie would be the second generation, and Natalie would be the third.
Well, yeah, there you go. She'd be the third.
Now the question is she going to do it again?
I would say yes. I got the impression yes. Now, I don't know if it'll be lambs, but I'll tell you what I noticed. The money is made over there on the rabbits. Now, going to that show on Saturday, the sale, I think they let them, for the most part, keep the rabbits. Rabbits are very cheap, I would imagine, to buy for what they were selling these rabbits for.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the money's in the rabbits.
Well, that could be.
I think it's more difficult to but everybody was involved in pigs, it seemed like. The pig portion of that show went on for hours.
Yeah, I never realized there was that many pig farms around, Marion. I know there's one west of me on 309. There's a big one down there.
Well, I was just also shocked. Everybody's thing sold. In the 5 hours that I was there watching that, everybody's animal sold for something. And, that's a credit to the...
that's really good for the kids.
Well, yeah, it's good for the kids, and it's a credit to the people in Marion who do show up there and buy them.
I know. When I worked at Whirlpool, they always bought beef and pork because they always had their, what they called their ox roast. It was always after the fair, and they'd always bring in they'd have beef and beef sandwiches and pork sandwiches, supposedly of the animals they bought at the fair.
Well, it was
never proved that was the actual animal, but
it was
the concept.
Well, it was interesting because I saw Joanne Kasotis there buying things. I saw Mrs. Masters, who's running for county commissioner, buying things. Dr. Davis bought Natalie's lambs.
Did he?
Yeah. So, a lot of people who are just not businesses, but just people were out there buying things.
Yeah. I think a lot of them people, they just do it, for the kids, so the kids don't feel rejected about, they spend all that time raising those animals and doing their best, and then if something should happen and they not sell their animal, and it's like, they might not want to do it again.
Though, it's just very hard when that's all over, when the end comes, when the end of the fair comes, and the animals go away, and because you spend so much time every day with these animals, and your life almost circulates around them.
That's real work. And you got to take care of the animal.
Yeah, but it's just hard at the end that it just, Saturday night, it just stops. The animals are gone, and it's just over.
It's harder if the kids get attached to the animals. That doesn't make it hard.
I don't know how people don't get attached to the animals, because
especially
just...
Especially lambs.
Yeah, they're playful and they're there, and I know that's very, very hard on people. That's the only part to me that I don't like that. I just, you know, you wish there was another way to do it. I guess there's not, but that's very hard.
Yeah, well, the good thought is probably not all of those animals end up as feed.
No, I don't think they do. And that's the interesting thing as well. But it's just, you know, for me living in the city when I was a kid, I'm kind of glad that we didn't do that sort of thing. Not that I would not have liked to know more about agriculture, but there's a lot of emotion involved. And I could see that on Saturday. And
I always wanted to be a farmer, but I wouldn't raise animals.
Yeah, I think
I would have a hard time sending them off the processing.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing. I don't know. It's very, very hard to watch, and it's very, very hard to see. And, you know, but as you say, some do end up as pets and things of that nature. So,
yeah.
You know, you never really know, I guess. But it's,
well, you know, if you grow up on a farm and that's the way it is, well, then when you get into it, you know that's the way it is.
You know, I bet, and I think it's also hard for people who have kids who show all the time, and then all of a sudden your kids are grown, and you got nothing to do, or your kids don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, they get older, and they start having other interests, and they don't want to do it anymore, and you're used to them doing it. I mean, that's your thing.
You know, I'll tell you something funny. There are a lot of people there. I also went to the showmanship show on Friday night. And there were a lot of people involved in this who are clearly not farmers. And what's funny about it is watching them participate. Because I'm glad they do it. I think that's very admirable that they do it. But you can definitely tell the people who are around animals all the time and are farmers, and that's why they're doing it. And then you can tell the people who are just doing it to help out, you know, be a good sport. I mean, I saw this girl on Friday night who clearly at the showmanship show, and it was adult. It was an adult woman who she did not come dressed for a showmanship show to be down there with the animals. Let's put it that way.
Well,
not anything provocative. She
no,
just
I know what you're saying.
Very nice clothes.
She had a hard time of it.
Well, because she had nice clothes.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't wear that to a, and I think some of these mothers whose kids get involved, they don't want to get their hands dirty, but they will because their kids are involved. But it's kind of interesting watching them do it. Because it's clear they don't have much of a knowledge of it. Angie luckily had a great knowledge of it and doesn't mind getting her hands dirty. But there, I learned some things at the fair as I moseyed around there last week.
Yeah, that's what I always liked to do when I used to go to the fair. I'd people watch. I didn't really care about the fair. I just liked watching the people.
Hey, we're going to break. Stay tuned.
All right.
Back in 15 minutes. You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way.